You have tuned in to the Timely Beaver. Do not attempt to change the channel, the pond water you are swimming in, for you are tuning in to episode 25.
Hey, all you Beaver believers, welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver, episode number 25 for September 3rd, 2005. Coming to you straight from Beaverton, Oregon. First off, my heart goes out to everyone devastated in the United States, down in Mardi Gras country, New Orleans. My heart goes out to all them and all the stuff they're going through. And, you know, our government's really handling this poorly at the moment. I'm sure some of you can out there can understand. Maybe some of you have been through similar instances, natural disasters. I know I lived through the 1989 quake in the Bay Area, and I know the world heard about that. And I was down in the midst of it in the Bay Area. And for all you who really care, I was voting for the A's and not the Giants just because, you know, Battle of the Bay in the World Series, if you even take notice of that type of stuff. But this is nothing like it. This is completely different, complete devastation. The flooding has to have definitely caused a big hindrance. So heart goes out. Remember to maybe not give your money, give your time and services, I think is a much more important thing, considering they have to rebuild their levees and dams. But just remember, these people have had great losses. Heartfelt condolences to them for all the loved ones lost and all the hardships they're going through. But on to a little bit happier note on this end. Let's take joy in the possibility of life and everyone else. I mean, Fats Domino, he was rescued today. That was big rock idol or blues rock idol, Rock Billy from the 60s, 50s. He really changed and evolutionized where Elvis and the Beatles all came from, and you gotta give that guy props. And Fats Domino, glad to hear you're doing all right. For the rest of you out there, I'm gonna give you all a brief summary of what's been happening this week at my work. It's been like slave dog labor. I'm not joking with you. I was trying to get all this shit done because we had a product that needed to go out. We had support materials that needed to go out. Website updates that needed to happen. And my brain was scattered all over the place. All over all sorts of different projects. Completely pulling me right, left, other ways. I'm just ready for a break. You know, I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's Labor Day now for the United States. Labor Day weekend. So celebrate the weekend around the world. And that, it's for the United States, Labor Day weekend is a weekend that people take off from work, or they get a 3-day weekend and they don't have to work. It's basically celebrating the laborers for the United States. But of course, what do all the big companies do? They throw their sales. They throw whatever to drive people in to buy commodities from their stores. They throw these sales up again. You know, hard times in the United States. We are always doing whatever we can to raise economic standards and push sales up so we can employ more people. But they employ them over this Labor Day weekend, throw these sales. So these poor people who are making minimum wage in the United States have to come in and work this weekend. So they really don't get a 3-day weekend, which really freaking sucks. And I used to be one of those individuals up until recently. And I have to tell you, everyone, that weekend is not a weekend to be supporting people for merchandising. It's just a terrible idea. The reason it's a 3-day weekend is to support people having the day off. Let laborers get an extra day of rest. Sorry, I almost burped there. But income workers don't get that day off. And I think that freaking sucks. Because that's not what the holiday is about. It's about nobody should work. It's kind of like Sundays, if you're Christian or something like that, where you just get the day off to relax. And you're supposed to have a 3-day weekend to relax. And, you know, American economics don't allow it. Screw that. I'm taking some time off from the Timely Beave in protest. I hope you all can support me in that and just say, yeah, stick it to No one, because I work for no one right now when I do this show. This show is all about my personal beliefs. And I thank you all for listening to this. And if you have any stories about horrific Labor Day disasters, I have a few, and I'll be telling a few of these here throughout the show. But, you know, to take it on a positive beat away from the Katrina and all the other crap that's happening in the world, so let's administer rock with Rocket City Riot and the song Minister Right for the PodSafe Music Network. Just so crunchy, hardcore, rock, punk. I love it. Oh, man. Can't get enough of that type of shit. Damn. Awesome. And right now, after here, Rock City Riot from the PodSafe Music Network, I just want to introduce you to, if he will say hello, my new sidekick, Bandit the Cat. I guess Bandit. He's looking at me. While the song was going on, he was like, meow, rah, ah. And then I started petting him, and he just kept purring and purring and purring when I took my hand off him. Now he's lying down on the bench next to me, so I'm guessing, you know, as they say, the average animal is tamed by the calming of music. So, Bandit's here. He's sitting right next to me, enjoying everything we're doing. Yeah, aren't you, Bandit? Oh, yeah. He's not purring or even yelling at me anymore. I swear, I have this cat. The cat wakes me up at 3:30, 4 in the morning. He's like, meow! And then he whacks me in the face with his paw. And it's not like a hard whack, but he just bats me. Just say hello, pet me, love me. And what the hell is up with that shit? Why does he need to wake me up at fucking 3:30, 3, 4 in the morning and say, pet me? And then he'll go away and he'll come back at like 5, 6, like every hour on the hour. He's like a fucking alarm clock. It's terrible. And I know all you cat owners out there, even dog owners, know this. It's crazy. It's, why can't you get through the damn night without fucking harassing me. But that's the pleasure of owning an animal. And on to something totally different. All right, back to topics at hand. Going into the new stuff here, we are going to give you a taste of the old original Timely Beaver in different segments, as I've stated in the last show. So this time, we're going to play a clip that involves Teresa, Trevor, Mike, Aaron, and maybe me, but this is called Go Away Goo. It's from the second episode of the Timely Beaver in its originality.
Last call for alcohol!
Hey, baby, do your knees hurt?
No.
Well, because mine hurt. I mean, because yours should hurt from... I mean, what's your sign, baby?
Baby, I'm your sign whenever you want it. You're bootylicious and I'm ready to lap you up.
Damn, you wrestle bears, don't you?
Just your big bear, baby.
Dude, you need go-away goo.
Go-away goo? What's that? I'm chock full of goo. All I need is that sweet piece of meat over there.
Dude, you need it now.
Go-Away Goo is a clinically tested formula designed to eradicate that four-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after. Just a few drops in your friend's drink when he's not looking. Think of Go-Away Goo as, Clarasil for the libido.
Will I experience any painful redness?
You might experience a large rash and a few hives, but nothing a little penicillin can't get rid of.
So, hey, big boy, is it gonna be your place or mine?
Oh, shit, dude. Damn, you look like a Wookiee who just broke its back over a fucking fire hydrant and shit all over itself. What the fuck?
Go-Away Goo should not be used on sober individuals. In rare instances, Go-Away Goo may cause reversal effect. The makers of Go-Away Goo are not responsible for coyote uglies, impotence, or instances of switch hitting. Use at your friend's discretion.
Thanks a lot, Go-Away Goo. Thanks to you, I avoided having drunken, regrettable sex with the female version of myself.
And there you go. And I just fucking realized why I was sounding so damn dim. It was because I had the microphone backwards to me and it wasn't picking me up at full volume. Hello? That's what you get for drinking on a Friday night. And well, damn well alone. And I got so much shit going on around me. I got shit downloading off my computer. I got things and people and Emily's talking to me and people are calling me right and left. And I'm just trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing. So in the meantime, while I sort all this stuff out, and I hope you enjoy this one because I really like this song. This is Oh My Natalie by Rocket City Riot. Again, Phantom Pod Safe Music Network. Enjoy.
She's got one. I gotta have it every day if I can. Oh my Nadine, my life is in a game, you see it. You're the only girl I wanna be with. I'm beating on my heart, I can't go on. She's got what I need and I gotta have it every day.
Rock City Riot, great band, totally check them out. That was straight from the PodSafe Music Network. I'm definitely going to be playing more of them. They're just so kick-ass. Anyways, this is the end of the show. Everyone enjoy yourselves, enjoy your weekend, enjoy your week. hey, relax. If you're an American and you had the damn weekend off, congratulations. If you even care, vote for Tommy Beaver at PodcastAlley.com. You can find the link straight on the website. It's perfectly easy. You just submit your email address, confirm it. Simple as that. Nothing more. You don't get any spam and junk mail like that. And also, you can write us emails at TommyBeaver@gmail.com. And find all the show links and everything else for Rock City Ride and much more at TommyBeaver.com. Now, everyone, sit back, relax, and enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you soon. Hope you're all doing well, and hope you all stay safe. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Oh, that Rock City Ride kicks some ass. And thanks again to them for being on the show, and again to the Podsafe Music Network. And here, to lead you out for the night, is some things found on Meg's list. Oh, that Meg from the original Tommy Beaver. She was just so hot.
This is things found on Meg's list. June 10th, 2005. I have an industrial paper cutter that I'm willing to trade straight across for a decent laptop. I need a laptop for school this fall. The paper cutter has a used retail value of $1,000 to $1,500 for the right buyer. See the below ad I've posted here on Meg's list right now. The laptop should be of comparable value, $800 to $1,200. Thanks. Triumph 3915 electric paper cutter with stand. I bought this paper cutter brand new in 1997. It is in excellent shape and has seen very little use. I use it to cut business cards, talk for business cards. I bought it for a home-based business venture, which I never really got off the ground. Yeah, we see why. It has sat unused for the better part of 5 years. Based on internet research, this model retails for $3,000 to $3,400. Check the link below for one example that I found. I paid $29.95 for it in 1997. This is a real bargain at $1,500. Reasonable offers will be considered, no shipping. You must pick this item up. No out of town, money order, cashier check, inquiries will be entertained. This unit is heavy. I can help you load it on a truck, but you'll need at least one other person, too, if you have to navigate stairs to help unload. And again, this is things found on Meg's list.
And oh, Maggie, you are such a sweet little honey. I can't tell you what I would do to you if we were alone in a crowded room. My little joystick gets so raw.